Yes, sir. I got an Anytone 578 UV 3 Plus. And I did, you know, there was a code plug on the ARPSC website, you know, the Macomb website. And when I downloaded it and started building my own code plug, to, you know, I read my radio first. I started building this code plug. And then when I downloaded it, you know, I had it to a certain point, and I downloaded it into the radio, or uploaded it into the radio. And then I lost all the rest of the code plug. All I had left was what I had uploaded into my radio. So I'm not quite sure where to go from there. Thank you.
It's been a long time since I played with an Anytone radio, although it is one of my favorites for that price point. The sometimes you open up two instances of the application, the one that's on your radio and the one you downloaded, and sometimes you can copy and paste. Copy off the one from ARPSC and then push it, you know, to the one that came from your radio. Because sometimes what happens is, like, some of these code plugs and some of the software, they're very finicky about matching the firmware. And if I remember correctly, a couple versions back, Anytone had a major update to their code plug and the way the radio operated and everything else like that. So I've never been a fan of taking somebody else's code plug and pushing it to any other radio just for the mere fact of, you know, that instance. So see if you can't open up two applications, one that's connected to your phone, one as a standalone, and then copy and paste what you want to the one that's connected to your phone and then push it that way.